Welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Where we're focusing on developing resilience. Blessing song. A beautiful song that almost puts you in the mind of being on the road, traveling. Cruising down the interstate. Wow, talk about blessing. Oh, by the way, I do mean that literally. That's the name of the song, Blessing Song. Have no fear. I will definitely let you hear more of that. And we're going to the book of Acts as we continue to work on developing resiliency, because I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, the stress, the tension is only going to get worse and worse and worse. That's all. Just worse and worse. It is going to get worse. I'm just being real with you. It is going to get worse. We're going to have more and more people in decision-making positions who have the ability to affect thousands, millions, hundreds of millions. Some of those people are going to be making good decisions. Their decisions may or may not be heard because they will be outnumbered by the people making the bad decisions. And the stress, the angst, the anxiety will all build. It's going to be important to know how to do what we can do to experience peace. And one of those ways is by developing resiliency. So we're in the book of Acts, chapter 27, while Paul is on his way to Rome. And we're talking about somebody who really knew what stress is about. Oh, he knew what it was to pray and receive peace, experience peace. He knew what it was to remain in intimate connection, intimate contact with the Almighty God. And be able to just rest. But he also knew what it was to be anxious, to be scared, to be troubled. So he could write to us and explain to us how to deal with the stress. He is on his way now to Rome because in the process of doing what he was supposed to have been doing, preaching the gospel, healing the sick, drawing more people into the kingdom of God through his living and through his preaching and teaching. He angered some people. And that happened everywhere he went. Just about everywhere he went, almost everywhere he went. A few islands here and there where the people just fully supported him. But most of the places he went, there was someone there to trouble the waters, to cause trouble for Paul. And that's why he was beaten so many times. He was shipwrecked a number of times. He was hungry on occasions. That's why he says, hey, look, I have learned in whatever state that I'm in to be content. He was not a wealthy man. He said, I know what it is to have more than I need. I know what it is to have enough. I know what it is to have too little. And I know what it is to go back and forth between those three scenarios continuously. I know what it is to be well. I know what it is to be sick. He said, I've learned in whatever state I'm in, whether the state at the time is one where I have so little that it seems like I may not even survive, to be content. If I have just enough, to be content. If I have more than enough, to be content. He had been falsely accused of causing trouble where he had been preaching, and the Jews wanted him silenced. They wanted him shut down for good. So they basically wanted to have happen to him what they had done to the Lord Jesus. They wanted that man dead, literally. So he was brought before some people who could hear his case and ended up asking to be sent to Rome when it was obvious that things had been set up to have him treated unfairly where he was initially. He decided, no, I want to go to Rome. I want my trial to be held there. I want my final appeal to be there at Rome. So he's on his way to Rome as a prisoner. And as we go through Acts chapter 27, we read about some of that journey to Rome, some of his trip to Rome. We're going to look at some of the points that are brought up and demonstrate how they can help us, how they help Paul with resiliency, so that we can see how we can be helped in our own struggles in developing resiliency, the ability to bounce back and keep going. So here we are, again, Acts chapter 27, beginning with verse 1. When it was decided that we would sail for Italy, of course, Italy being the nation where Rome is located, Paul and some other prisoners were handed over to a centurion named Julius, who belonged to the imperial regiment. We boarded a ship from Adramyttium about to sail for ports along the coast of the province of Asia, and we put out to sea. Aristarchus, a Macedonian from Thessalonica, was with us. The next day we landed at Sidon, and Julius, in kindness to Paul, allowed him to go to his friends so they might provide for his needs. Let's hold it right there. Do you find that you ever have needs? Some people are foolish enough, and I mean even some Christians are foolish enough to think that they don't need anything, they don't need anyone. Some Christians are foolish enough to think that now that I have this individual in my life, I don't need anyone else. Number one, there is no one person who can provide everything, even from a social standpoint, that any of us needs. No one person can provide it all. Secondly, what if that person, for whatever the reason, is taken from you much sooner than you would ever have anticipated? And you have invested all of your emotional hope, all of your hope for emotional well-being, all of your hope for mental well-being in that one person. And now that one person is gone. What do you do? We need to acknowledge that we all have needs. We all have needs. There is no way around that. Whether we are followers of Christ or not, no matter what our social class is, we all have needs. And notice what happened for Paul. What a tremendous favor. Julius, and remember, he was a centurion who was overseeing all of them. Julius, in kindness to Paul, allowed him to go to his friends so they might provide for his needs. One of the things that we need to do in developing resiliency, developing the ability to stay afloat, bounce back so we can keep going, is to, number one, acknowledge that we need our friends to provide for us. And when the opportunity is afforded us to connect with those friends, connect with them.